This week's Pirkei Avos is the third parak. Just wanted to talk for a few minutes about the following Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoy Omer, Haneir Balaila, Vamhalek Bederach Yechidi, Vamafan Aliba Levatola, Hareze Mishayev ben Afsha. Person is up at night, walks alone on the road, and leaves his heart open to Batala, is Mischayev ben Afsha. So Machlokas Rishonim, whether these are really two or three different items on the list. Is it Haneir Balaila and Mahalach Baderech Yechidi when you're Mefana Liba Levatala those situations, or is Mefana Liba Levatala a third item on the list? So for example, the Rebbeinu Bachya is of the second opinion that these are three different categories and three situations where mazikin are mitsuyin. That if a person is up at night, certain hours of the night, there are mazikin around. And if you walk on your own outside, that could raise the specter of mazikin bothering you. And if you're mefanali b'levatala anytime, if you're ever unoccupied with Divrei Torah, then you're susceptible to being attacked on some level by mazikin. Most of the Rishonim, however, seem to understand that mefanali b'levatala is modifying neir b'layla v'mahalach b'derech yechidi. It's no problem of neir b'layla per se. Perhaps it's a good idea. The problem is when you're neir b'layla and mefanali b'levatala. The Meiri, though, before we go on to those who shall, the Meiri says that Neir Balaila, nothing to do with Mifana Libo, Levatala. Neir Balaila, he writes, with Salomar Kol Halaila, that if you stay up all night, you pull an all nighter and don't go to sleep, then that's bad for you. Because if you're going to be awake too much, Ki His Ora Yoser Midai Tazik Mod, it's bad for your health. If you're not going to get the requisite amount of sleep, then he quotes the famous Rami Hilchos Deos of sleeping for 8 hours a night. Just note the Sfarno. Says as follows, that Neir Balaila, Hamahalach Bederech Kishehu Yechidi, and Hamafana Libo Me'ifke Chayisha, via Echad Me'elu Itos Apnai Levatala, that Mefana Libo isn't necessarily that you are being Mevatel Torah, but you're not being engaged in productive activity. So then Mishchai Ben Afsha. Ki amnam kol echad me'elu ha'itim panuyim mitirdos hazman. Baseh ha'ofen hu eis lasos la'shem u'lahabir el po'alo v'taraso. That these times, when a person is up at night, and a person is mahalech baderech yechidi, that's the right time for introspection. Because he's not engaged in other activities that distract him. That's the time for Eis Lasos Hashem, as he puts it, Lahabit Apollo B'Taraso, to examine his activities and his Torah, Ulisponein Bam Lahachios Es Nafsho, and to be able to introspect, to give yourself Chiyus, Ubisrashlo Oz Mishchai Ben Afsho B'Lisafik. And if you're going to be Mishrashlo, that ability to perform introspection, then you are Mischayev ben Afsha. This notion is even more strongly expressed in the Rebbeinu Yonah, who also more strongly sees Mefana Libo as modifying the first two on the list. Rebbeinu Yonah writes, Mischayev ben Afsha, in the footnote, he points out that the way the Rebbeinu Yonah quotes the Mishnah, Haneir Balaila Vahamahalik Baderach Yachidi Vihamafanali Balavatala, but the is de-emphasized because he really reads it as Neir Balayla Mahalach B'derech Yechidi, and you are in those two situations Mefanu Libel Vatala. Be that as may, Rabbeinu Yonah writes from Nei Shehein Shaos Rutsuyos, that these are times of Shasa Koshers, a time for beneficial things. Shaos Rutsuyos. But because these are Shas Ritzuyos, when you're walking on the road without anyone to bother you, when you're Neir Balayla, it's appropriate to maximize your use of these times for things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to engage in. Eilu Divrei Torah, namely learning. These times are designed for engaging in Talmud Torah. Ki ein la malacha lasos, ve'inenu shamea kolos b'nei adam. You have no work you need to engage in a society where people work from 9 to 5. So when you're up at night, you have no work to perform, and there's no one to bother you because who's going to bother you at night? So if you're going to lose the opportunity afforded by those times where no one's bothering you and you have no distractions to prevent you from engaging in Talmud Torah, then that's Mitzchai ben Afsho. Shemafsid zazman botucha lios lo machshava brura unachona umeser osa mihira divrei Torah. These are times that not only, it sounds like, is a person free enough to engage in Talmud Torah, but he has a certain yish of hadas, where he could have machshava bru unachona, more so than during the day when there are more distractions and more obligations. So the Sfarno's emphasis, or the Sfarno's direction, is that on the hisbonanus b'chlal, the ability to take a step back and assess, not exclusively in the realm of Talmud Torah. And Rabbeinu Yonah focuses more on the Talmud Torah aspect, that at times where a person is free and without distraction, then that time should be maximized for Talmud Torah. So I don't think, this may be true more for you than for me. And somehow in these times of not going out, I seem to be busier than under normal circumstances, but I would imagine that at least for some of you, you probably have perhaps more time than under normal circumstances to engage in introspection, to engage in Talmud Torah, to maximize the opportunities afforded by this very unfortunate situation we find ourselves in. And this notion of the Sfarno, the Ben Yonah, of maximizing those times in the context of the Mishnah, those times in the day, but in our context, it may be those times of life where, due to circumstances beyond our control, we find ourselves in a very different situation where, you know, we may have more time to engage in Talmud Torah, to engage in perhaps different aspects of Talmud Torah that we wouldn't normally have the luxury of engaging in. And we should maximize the opportunities given to us, even though we'd rather not be in these situations, and make the most of it, both in our ability to take a step back, as Sfarno recommends, our ability to up the ante in our Talmud Torah. And if we're able to do that successfully, that should be a schus for all of us in Klal Yisrael to bring Yeshua's Refuos Bekarov and allow us to return to the Batei Knesset and Batei Medrash that we so much wish we can return to as soon as possible. How are things going around? Barak, you're out of the basement?